This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning at 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at Allen Bob Sports on 3100 South Division. If you're not down here, you're missing out. There's some great sales going on. They got 15% off all of their tree stands and hunting blinds down here. If you're not here, you better be in a tree, in a duck blind, or on your back deck grilling. I'm Jop, he's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. And this is our final segment of the show, I believe. So we got a little bit of stuff to cover up here. One of the things I want to hit real quick is a little something I came up with about a year ago, and I call it Polo Libre. But it's,
what does that mean?
I don't know. We were messing around with some Spanish stuff, but it means chicken lime chicken, and lime chicken.
Okay, libre. If you speak Spanish out there, hit us on Facebook and tell us really what Polo Libre means.
Well, you know,
I'm not buying that, Bob.
When I was at Ferris, I worked at that the College Inn. Remember that place? And I was a bartender, and so I learned to make a Cuba Libre. It sounded cool. It's a rum and coke with lime in it.
Okay,
which is pretty tasty. Anyway, so here's what you do with this chicken. You don't put any rum in it, all right?
All right.
Okay. But you get some garlic and some fresh cilantro, a half cup of Rose's lime. Now, this works really nice because, again, you're bringing in your acidics. There's your acid. And here's your oil, olive oil, Lowry's seasoned salt. There we go with our herbals. And some chipotle, some red pepper, sweet onions. What you do is you take that oil and Rose's lime and the cilantro and the garlic, and you make yourself up a nice little slurry or a marinade. You marinate that chicken. I would do it overnight. You cut your chicken up into cubes, marinate it. You can throw the veggies in with it if you like. It doesn't really matter, or you can make a separate marinade for your veggies. And then you skewer it. Here's your tailgate food. Here's your deer camp food, because if you marinate all your stuff and you skewer it and then throw it in a Ziploc bag, you have the perfect thing to roll up to your tailgate. You throw these skewers on. The thing I like about a skewer is you don't need a plate, right?
That's right. It's a handle with your food.
That's right. Try not to stab your back or your throat, though.
I have one tip along that line is be careful when you put them in the Ziploc bag, because generally a skewer has one sharp point on the end. You don't want to poke a hole through the bag. Just be careful.
Use a Rubbermaid or a Tupperware container. You know, Tupperware is great. Best thing ever made. Made in America. Love it. Anyway, you grill those things to whatever temp you like them. It's chicken, though. You want that chicken up to at least 160, 165. But they go quick. If you do little 1-inch cubes, you cut your veggies big. Always when you do a shish kebab, you do your meat smaller than your veggies. That way, they're done about the same time. It takes your veggie less time to cook because it's generally thinner, whatever.
That's a great tip.
I use grape tomatoes, too. Those little grape tomatoes are wonderful, and they don't explode like cherry tomatoes.
Right, when you skewer them.
Yeah.
Right? And I did say that word right,
skewer. Yeah. So we're down here at Allen Bob's for the Big Buck Contest. We have just all kinds of people hanging out here. There's deals. They're giving away hats. I see I'm going to have to steal one of these Bowtech hats. They do a lot of Bowtech bows here. Wonderful. I know a lot of my buddies hunt with those. Don't you have a Bowtech?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been sitting on this Huntmore seat. Now, this is a high-end seat, but I've been doing this show now for 2 hours. And if anybody listening out there has ever sat in your deer stand for 2 hours, I tell you what, generally the seats that you sit on are really uncomfortable.
It's terrible.
This Huntmore seat is like a lazy boy. It's a little pricey, but I tell you what, if you're going to spend some time in the deer blind, you're going to want one of these things. It's got like a little quilted cushion bottom and back on it. This thing has been very comfortable for the last 2 hours that I've been sitting in it. But where are you going to find that? You're going to find that at Allen Bob's. You come down here, and it's on sale as well, because all of their gear is 10% off. Their blinds and tree stands are 15% off.
That chair is, you know, like you say, it's a couple $100. But if you look at all these $39 ones you buy every 2 years because they're made in China,
right?
They just blow out on you. There's no better way to kill a shot than to just have your chair explode on you. And they, you know, the junk does. So
yeah. And speaking of a man's chair, it's time for Man Law.
Now you're a man.
Okay, this man law is something I kind of played around with and added some stuff, but man can comment on how much they like and enjoy smells. Men can comment on how much they enjoy manly smells of things like a new football, new hunting boots, the smell of gunpowder, campfire sawdust, and barbecue grills. Nothing else.
That's right. I tell you what, all of those smells invoke an emotion, and it's things that I really enjoy to do. It's man stuff, man.
Yeah.
It really is.
So typically, if you're a man, you're not supposed to talk about the smell of something too much. So our last song is perfect because it's, again, all Michigan. It's the Youpers. We're going to talk second week of deer camp. We're out of here with the grilling guys at Allen Bob's. Come on down. We've got the grill fired up.
Hey, there goes one. Hey, you shot my cow.
It's the second week of deer camp. I got a swollen head. I'm lying with the dust balls underneath my bed. An icy breeze is blowing in through the tongue and groove. My pants are frozen to the floor and I'm too sick to move. I didn't drink too many, only 30 cans of beer. It must have been that last shot that put me under here. It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards, and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. I remember playing poker, that weasel must have won. He's wearing my new swampers and sleeping with my gun. He's snoring like a chainsaw, the camp smells like a dump. Someone's dirty underwear is hanging on the pump. Muck goes in the wood box, wiener's passed out on the stove. His flannel shirt is smoking, I wonder if he knows. It's the second week of deer camp and all the guys are here. We drink, play cards and shoot the bull, but never shoot no deer. The only time we leave the camp is when we go for beer. The second week of deer camp is the greatest time of year. Vito's crawling through the door, I think he got frostbite. He passed out in the outhouse, and he'd been there since last night. Goofa stumbles through the door, he says he got...
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.